Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Log Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody, we got David Bird in the house, y'all favorite host. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Of all our crew, David Bird is the most requested host of all of our crew. So, you're welcome. Anyway, we got David in the house. Let's get straight into it. Mostly, I talked early this morning, not in full, because I was putting stuff together the last minute. If you have not heard, Mickey James and other people got their care packages. Their care packages are a thank you for your time. Thank you for being with us and everything else. But what you don't know, Mickey James received hers in a trash bag.
Yes.
In a trash bag, y'all. And one responsible for that is a guy named Mark Carano. He's the head of Tower Relations. Under Triple H, of course. And was that on purpose? Was that an accident? What's up?
Oh, I don't know. But I've been told that that's happened more than once. It really made a big deal out of it. He was let go for what happened. I did see the picture that she posted up on Instagram. It also made its way to Facebook. And, she wasn't too happy about it at first. But now it's like... it's whatever to her.
It is whatever, man.
Like, it had her name on it. It came in a trash bag. It looked like garbage, basically. You don't put things in a trash bag.
I mean, the whole point of the care package is to thank you for your time with us. And that's how you express your appreciation. Her stuff in a trash bag.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, that angered a lot of people.
You basically calling my career a bunch of bull. Basically, what you doing?
That wasn't cool. That wasn't cool at all. Especially after I seen the picture that was posted. I was like, it looks like garbage.
Uh-huh.
It looks like they just took a bunch of garbage and just sent it to her. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Not to make light of that.
It's like when you go and you take your garbage and you put it on the doorstep and you wait for the garbage guys to come and take it. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I was like, man, this is not good at all.
That's messed up, man. You're wrong for that, Mark. But in the meantime, that's been... WWE apologized, and now that's up to Mickey. She only accepted or not, but they apologized, and it is what it is.
Yeah, she's moved on from it. She's accepted the apology, and she's ready to move on to the next part of her career.
Mm-hmm.
I did see the biography stuff, the Most Wanted Treasures, and the Roddy Piper stuff. I did catch a Steve Austin biography. The next one, which will air next Sunday, will be the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeet.
So he will be the next superstar they're going to do. I'm liking it. It's been well done so far.
Uh-huh.
was pretty cool seeing Greg Valentine on WWE programming again.
Of course, you remember that.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on WWE in a long time.
Nah, I'm probably wrong. Last time I saw Greg the Hammer Valentine was at Ric Flair's quote-unquote retirement little gathering.
Yes, that's true. He was there. I remember that night after WrestleMania.
I say quote-unquote because Ric Flair never really retired.
Yes, I remember that.
Hmm.
When he lost his career-threatening match to Shawn Michaels. And speaking of WrestleMania, we got to mention WrestleMania Backlash. A match was added. And Bianca Belair will face Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title. Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley is now a triple threat match. Braun Strowman has been added to the match, so it will now be a triple threat. Lashley defending against both Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre. And I don't know if you saw the Rebellion show.
Of course I did. That's all we do.
W. Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass, made his debut.
Oh, really?
And Rachel Ellering, the daughter of WWE Hall of Famer, Paul Ellering, former wrestler, former manager of the Road Warriors. She also made her debut on the show. That wasn't too bad of a show.
I'm glad one half of that group, Big Cass and the other guy, Enzo. Well, I know Enzo too. I'm glad Big Cass doing well, you know.
Yes, now a part of Impact Wrestling. And I gotta say, congratulations. It wouldn't be right if I didn't mention Kenny Omega, who defeated Rich Swann. He is now the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, which means Kenny Omega is holding three different world titles in three different companies.
Let's currently address that. That third belt. I gotta go.
What belt's gotta go?
That TNA belt. That gotta go.
I don't think they're gonna be using that belt. But anyway, he's the Impact World Champion. He's the AEW World Champion. And he's also currently the AAA World Heavyweight Champion. So he has three world titles at the same time.
The belt collector.
Yeah, I like the name. The name is nice, belt collector.
I got some news for you.
Well,
he ain't the first to do that. The first to do that is Austin Aries.
Well, several people have done it.
Yeah.
Austin Aries has done it. Kurt Angle's done it in the past. Of course, the Ultimo Dragon, Dan Severn. So, yeah, Kenny Omega's not the first person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been several belt collectors throughout the history of the business.
The correction here. He's not an undisputed champion. He has multiple championship belts. He's not an undisputed champion.
Yes, that's true. That is very, very true. But it was a decent show. That's the most positive thing I can say about it. It was a decent show.
Well, what's the negatives?
Like, I think there's like maybe I missed one match out of that show.
You probably did. Now, I'm going to come back here. We'll talk about it. Y'all know we got to address the elephant in the room. Texas. These COVID numbers get out of control, man. Y'all gotta be good. So I'm trying to go to WrestleMania next year. Y'all need to get it together. We'll be right back.
Your husband will suffer. now you got something up your sleeve.
What you didn't know was you were surprising your father-in-law, Steve.
Take a minute to clear your head, because that's really bad.
Oh, no, yeah.
And the worst part is you just started calling him dad. The best part of waking up is folded in your bra.
Well, that's awkward. Nobody wants that situation anyway. And I wouldn't be too surprised. I wouldn't be too disappointed with his mother-in-law and her husband. Anyway, different story. Yeah. Now, Texas, y'all, these COVID numbers get crazy. I'm trying to go to WrestleMania next year. Y'all need to be cool. Put your mask on. Take the vaccine. Be cool.
April 3rd, 2022. They returned to AT&T Stadium. They were last at AT&T Stadium for WrestleMania 32 in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I also forgot to mention Taylor Wilde, former Impact Women's Champion. She returned to the company during a Rebellion pay-per-view this past Sunday.
Taylor who?
Taylor Wilde.
Back when the company was TNA. I gotta go back. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that's like 10 years ago.
I gotta go back to my memory bank here. Yeah, that's a long. Yeah. What's she even up to?
Well, let me read off the results while I have them here. Josh Alexander defeating Ace Austin and TJP to become the new Impact X Division champion. Violet by Design, Joe Dory, Rhino, W. Morrissey, defeats Eddie Edwards, Chris Sabin, James Storm, and Willie Mack. Rhino was on the Violet by Design as well. Brian Myers defeats his former partner, Matt Cardona, formerly known as Zack Ryder. Myers, formerly known as Kurt Hawkins. Jordan Grace and Rachel Ellery. Defeated Fire and Flavor to win the Impact Women's Tag Team titles. Troy Miguel defeated Sami Callihan in the Last Man Standing match. And I almost forgot, Finn Juice defeated the Good Brothers to retain the Impact Tag titles. Deonna Purrazzo and Kimberly and Susan defeated Tennille Dashwood, Kenny Omega, of course, as I said earlier, defeated Rich Swann, and I read this wrong, it was Deonna Purrazzo defeated Tennille Dashwood. She had Kimberly and Susan in her corner.
Mm-hmm. I'm her on Facebook. Deonna, she cool people. Our friends are on Facebook. She cool people. Talented young lady.
Nice lady.
Not a good singer, but great wrestler. Great, pretty cool lady. She work on her singing. Lord have mercy. I said it. I never heard her sing,
but she's good. I met her once while she was in NXT.
I saw her Facebook post and in her stories. She was singing along with some, and good God, it wasn't. Yeah, but she's a great wrestler, wonderful wrestler, great person. She wasn't blessed in singing. I see what I see.
Yeah, and they also revealed that her Slammiversary is their next pay per view. They also thrown out teasers of some people who may return, former Impact talent. Teaser video, we've seen people like Samoa Joe appear. So, which is smart. All that's going to do is open eyes and get people to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. I didn't see Raw. I saw little bits and pieces of it. I saw very little of it. I saw the whole Randy Orton, Matt Riddle thing. I don't think that's going to go nowhere. They defeated Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. And it's funny. I was just telling somebody this the other day. I think it was a mistake taking them two out of the group. Now, the Hurt Business, which I hear people have been saying, let me put this to bed right now. The Hurt Business is not broken up. They're still together. It's just MVP, who's injured, and Lashley. Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander were taken out of the group, but the group itself is still together.
Therefore, it's not a group, it's a tag team.
Right. Now, I disagree with them taking Benjamin and Alexander out. I also disagree with them taking the tag belts off.
Well, they would have pulled their weight. They would be in the Hurt Business.
No, that was a mistake. They should have just kept all of them together and kept these two the tag champions. And if you notice, now that they're no longer in the group, they've been losing every match they've been in.
Yeah. Man, I'm watching their
back. It's like that, so it's like they're going right back to where they started. Mm.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
By the way, y'all, I want to let you, while I have you, I want to let you know we have finally linked our store at Teespring. Can change their name to Spring now, so you can check us out. We've linked our store, to our website, to our store. You can now shop with us at WrestlingTracks.com. Now, Mother's Day is coming up. Y'all know Mother's Day is more. Let's be real. You get more for Mother's Day than you will Father's Day. Let's be real about it. Let's keep it real. So, Mother's Day, all you got to do is use the code Mom's Day in all caps. You got till Mother's Day Sunday at midnight, May 9th. That's, you get $20 off all orders. You're $20 off. Use the code Mom's Day in all caps at WrestleTracks.com.
Cool.
Hey, mom, so now that's if your mom's a wrestling fan, then we got the hookup. If she's not, she don't care for it, I'm sorry. Get you something nice. You know how it is.
What do you think of this whole Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro stuff?
It ain't going to be long, and Roman Reigns going to be victorious.
I don't like the whole Daniel Bryan leaving SmackDown stipulation. Me personally, I think Cesaro should face Roman 1-on-1, and he should be the guy to beat Roman. To be honest, they should have did something with Cesaro years ago, and now they're just starting to see the light. Like, I'm happy he's getting his chance, but he should have got it a long time ago, and I hope his chance continues.
Now, if he loses, all Daniel Bryan's gonna go over to Raw.
That would be a mistake. They don't need any other wrestlers on Raw. It's like he needs to stay where he's at. Raw has way too many people, and they don't need anybody else.
Now, what you gonna do if you gonna do anything? What you can do is up the ante a little bit, not just SmackDown or Raw. Loser leaves WWE entirely and don't come back. I can see that happening. We're not just smacking all of WWE.
Yeah, but he didn't mention that. He only mentioned SmackDown. Now, since he's gone from SmackDown, if that was the case, there would be nowhere for him to go and sub Raw. Technically speaking. But this is a must-win match for Daniel Bryan this Friday on SmackDown. A must-win situation. And Jey Uso needs to be neutralized. He needs to be taken out. And I don't understand why they still haven't cleared Jimmy. It's been over a year. He's healed up. He's ready to go. And they still haven't cleared him. Like, I don't get WWE's doctors nowadays. It takes forever to clear people.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
It's like, you may have the best doctors, but it's a company. It's like, all right, let the guy come back. It's been way too long. Because I want to see that complete package already. It's like, okay, now he's got both Russos. Which I'm sure that's what's going to happen once he is on TV. It was nice seeing Aleister Black back on SmackDown. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. Which shocked me because I didn't expect to see him. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, by the way, I got to mention this because y'all need to know. If when you shop with us, WrestleTrash.com, be sure to choose the size that you wear. Otherwise, that size is out of stock. So be sure you know your size. Okay? Don't just see because it look pretty. Know your size. Thank you very much.
That's true. Actually, that's what people should be doing when they order something like that online. You always have to look at what it is and all the details of whatever it is that you're looking for or attempting to buy, planning to buy. Just look at all the information. Because I've seen people see things, look at things, and not pay attention to it and just buy it. And then when they get it, they get upset. Like, you didn't look at the size, did you? Or the details.
Yeah. We don't do refunds. So y'all make sure. Y'all been through this. I told y'all day one when we lost the store, we don't do refunds. So, maybe know your size. Don't just get it because it looks pretty. Know your size. Don't do refunds. I'm telling you right now.
Man, I'm interested to see this Randy Savage biography on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I know they have Bret Hart, Booker T, Shawn Michaels, and the Ultimate Warrior left to do. The most wanted treasures, I didn't see if they previewed.
Oh,
I
brought it up. We have a little debate going, me and David, and this clip I want to play, and we have a debate going. Where if he said Andre the Giant's casket, this man gives me $20. If it's a cast, I get nothing. So we gonna play a little clip that says this once and for all. I can find it. Hang on a second here. You gonna get this straight right now. This is work right here. All right. Look it up. Okay.
What's that?
I think that's not it. Look at my history.
Yeah, I was just watching his biography again.
Who?
Andre.
Yeah.
He being cremated, chose to have his ashes scattered around his home.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting place. Seems like scattered my ashes at my home. He's like, don't leave it in the urn, just scatter it around the house.
Well, that's what most people do, you know?
Some people get cremated, some people keep the ashes in the urn, some people scatter the ashes in places.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when he goes, scatter it in my house.
I think I got the one. All right, this is it. Check this out, I think.
Hey, Ness. Hey there.
That's not it.
It's incredible. Look at
this. I lost it. Man.
What's going on?
It's been so long.
It's been a while.
I lost it. Hang on, y'all. I texted you earlier, David, the link a while ago. Time to sell this thing. With witnesses, once and for all. You said that link?
Yeah, I gotta watch it. I tried to watch it yesterday, and I couldn't see it because I was at work.
Yeah, we're gonna say that when we get to it. So,
We're going to put a pin in that for a little bit. Now, Andre the Giant, I'm looking forward to his items being collected, his boots, his singlet. I'm assuming he took something. Should be interesting.
Yeah, he has several things. Well, as you said, his boots, his singlet. I even heard they even have pieces of his hair from when he had his head shaved.
That's an interesting thing to save.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, that's what I was told and heard. I don't know if it's true or not, but I could believe it, though. You know, take the hair, put it in a bag or something like that, and just, you know, keep it.
Why would anybody, as cool as Andre was, on his hair?
I don't know, but WWE, they keep all kinds of things. I know they have, I think they have one of his jackets he wore from one of his suits.
I got it. I found it. All right, we got 15 minutes. I'll play this right quick. Check this out. David, this is our little deal. Check this out. Nine.
Oh, wow. Whoa. What the hell? The room. This stuff isn't going to be easy to find. You're going to have to turn over every rock, look in every corner. That's why you got me here, right? The big guy.
Is that really JYD's caller?
That is so cool that you have this.
I actually did the paint myself.
Respect!
No, it wasn't respect, dude. It's called,
you didn't have any money to pay anyone.
That's the shirt I was wearing the night I had the cardiac arrest.
Gary, talk to us.
Cardiac arrest means your heart just stops. And you're dead.
On the field, on the other side, we had Andre's casket.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
Where are money at, David?
I don't even think I was aware of how much we didn't have.
The Holy Grail has got to be the plaque, butterfly, rope.
Woo.
I'm seeing something very significant.
Jackpot. We've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mr. Bird, I believe you have some money.
Okay, I heard the word casket. I wasn't sure if it was cast or casted. Casket.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can cash out wrestling tracks when you get to it.
I can't wait to see what. I saw the first two episodes. I wonder how the other ones are going to end up. Oh, I want to see the one with Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair, one of his old robes he no longer has, and he's trying to recover.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the one where they were trying to get the original Kane mask.
First of all, can Ric Flair even fit that robe? First of all.
Good point.
That was 30 years ago. And you gained some weight, nature boy. I'm just saying. You know. I'm just saying.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, you can even fit that robe, first of all.
I wonder what they... You know, what I would love to see if they would show that winged eagle WWE championship belt on television. That would be cool to see.
They can because they own it.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
It was the big gold belt from the NWA. Nah. I guess no, they can't. Can they?
Yeah, they can show that. They have the belt.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I'm talking about WCW, talking about NWA.
Yeah.
I got you.
The big gold belt, they have it. Now, I do know that some people in some companies that they've gone out of business, some people have kept the actual championship belts.
For themselves or for prosperity?
For themselves.
Cool.
You know, it's like, well, the company got a business, so I might as well keep it. You know, as far as I know, he said he has the original ECW belt because he was the last person to win the original ECW title when they went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, this is mine now since we're out of business. I might as well keep it, which I don't blame him. That would be something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a champion and the company went out of business, I would keep the belt. I was like, well, the company went out of business. I got the belt. I'm going to keep it. It's mine. Now what WWE can do is they can look for the belt, see who has it, and try to get it back for themselves. Make a little offer, pay for it.
They could do
something like that.
I'm assuming the belt's going to run about, I'd say about 30,000 to God knows what.
Yeah. Because I know there's maybe a few titles they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have most of the original WCW belts from when they bought the company. Because they took the tag team in the U.S., of course, the big gold belt.
I don't know
if they have the original cruiserweight belt.
I bet somewhere it's the original United States Tag Team Championship belt.
I'm sure somewhere, and that's if they don't have the belts. Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
That I talk about when the United States Championship was a tag belt, you know.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks, y'all be surprised. Yes, sir. United States Championship was a tag team belt many years ago.
Yep. Yeah, United States Tag Team Championship belt. That's true. A lot of people don't know that. I was an ugly looking, well, it wasn't that bad, but I remember the straps being red. It looked like a toy to me. I remember that's what that belt looks like. That's what I remember. That was back in the old heyday in the 80s. Long time ago.
Speaking of the heyday.
Another belt I'm sure they wouldn't mind. I can see them getting the original AWA belt if they wanted to.
Good Lord, you're just an old school AWA, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's old school. That's really old school. I'm sure somebody can be like, well, you want it, you got to pay for it. He's like, sure, we'll make you an offer. He's like, you got a deal, sold.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we're just a few minutes away from both Impact Wrestling and Young Rock. Check it out. Eventually we'll do...
Wait, it's Tuesday. Let's not forget NXT.
Oh, yeah. A whole night full of wrestling and stuff like that. And if you miss it, it's all good. You can check out Young Rock on Peacock TV, NXT as well. And if you miss it by wrestling, you just miss it. But as far as WWE goes,
yeah,
check out Young Rock on ABC and on NBC and on Peacock TV the next day. And NXT later down the road that week on Peacock TV as well.
Mm-hmm. If you miss both shows, you can watch the replay on Peacock.
Like I said earlier, it's Mother's Day, May 9th, so if your mama happens to be a wrestling fan, we got you. Go to WrestlingTrash.com, get your mama something nice. Now, if she don't care for wrestling, get you something nice. Use the code MOM20. Mom's Day in all caps.
Not forget, Impact will be returning to Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you $12 off. I meant to say that. I'll give you $12 off. Use the code Mom's Day in all caps. Yes, you're right. Wait, return to Thursday.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Why did you turn to Thursday?
That's a rumor going around that they may be returning to Thursday nights. Impact Wrestling.
Nice thing with it.
I guess they don't want to be on the same night as NXT, which is kind of understandable. I kind of get it.
So now we're going back to scatter nights. If they do that, we're going back to scatter nights rather than every week.
Well, it's not guaranteed. Let's see what happens first.
Yeah, but if they do that,
we're
going back to scatter nights.
Just a rumor for now.
Yeah. Rumor or not, if they do that, we're going back to scatter nights rather than all week.
Man, that's going to be interesting, though, if it does go to Thursday. They're talking about the entire week of wrestling.
Well, yeah. Back in the day, David, you probably remember this. You was there. Wrestling used to come on Saturdays.
True. Technically still does. If for those who have the Fight TV app, I almost said NWA. I meant to say MLW Fusion. They come on Saturday nights. So technically you still get some wrestling on Saturday nights. If you have the Fight Network app, you can watch MLW Fusion Saturday nights, 8 p.m. MLW Fusion does have some good talent, by the way. Jacob Fatu, the World Heavyweight Champion, a member of the famous Anawahi family. Nova Usos, Roman Reigns, and Mark, etc. The Von Erichs. Marshall Ross Von Erich. What's this guy's name? Tom Lawler. Another guy who's pretty good, Alexander Hammerstone, their middleweight champion, who's also good. Leo Rush is now wrestling there. He's their light heavyweight champion. So they got some good talent. And we are only less than 5 minutes away from NXT.
This should be good. No matter what you watch, Impact Wrestling, NXT, Young Rock, it's pretty good.
You know, enjoy the wrestling. There's a lot more wrestling now than it was 10 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Of course, NWA Power is also on Fight TV tonight.
Mm-hmm.
For you NWA fans, you can watch that as well. That will air on tonight. Actually, it already came on 6:05, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it exactly? Yeah, 3 minutes till NXT, and this is the part where we make like a banana and split.
Oh, it's cool. That's good. We're out of here. Anyway, we're going to see you next time, by the way, like I said, on WrestleTrash.com. Get your mama something nice, $12 off.
Yes,
sir. Mom's Day in all caps. You get $12 off. If you don't like wrestling, get it for yourself. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Happy Mother's Day if we don't hear from you in a while. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Stay safe, people.
Wear your mask.